I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. A new report from Attorney General Bill Sorrell shows that most of the money raised by professional fundraisers for Vermont charitable groups goes to the fundraiser, not the charities. Attorney General Sorrell says he doesn't think many Vermonters are aware of this practice. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
State law requires paid fundraisers to file information with the Attorney General's office outlining how much money was raised for a specific campaign and how much money was actually paid out to the professional fundraiser. Sorrell's report covers 1,100 charitable campaigns that employed professional fundraisers over the past 3 years. During that time, Vermonters donated almost $8 million to campaigns that employed paid fundraisers. Sorrell says some of the fundraisers kept very little of the money, but he says on average, 70% of the money never made it to the charity.
If you give to a charitable cause for a campaign that's being conducted by a paid fundraiser, then on average, the lion's share of every dollar you contribute is going to the paid fundraiser and not to the charity you're trying to support.
Sorrell believes that the results of his new survey will come as a surprise and a shock to many Vermonters who contribute to these charitable campaigns.
Most people really want to support that charitable cause, and they would rather see 100 cents on the dollar or darn close to it go to the actual charitable cause rather than just paying some company that conducts fundraising campaigns that's situated somewhere else in the United States.
Sorrell says Vermont law also requires paid fundraisers to disclose to a consumer that they're being paid to solicit money for a charitable group. But he says sometimes this notification doesn't happen.
I always ask, are you a paid fundraiser? And make my decisions accordingly whether to support that particular campaign or not.
Sorrell says Vermonters who have questions about a particular charity should call his Consumer Protection Office for more information. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.